We begin with education. Kids get one shot, one go around in school, and then it's sink or swim in the outside world. And so for parents, school change and reform are matters that often need to happen now to have any relevance. Policymakers, educators, and social scientists can watch the stats inching up year by year and call that progress, but parents have no such luxury. And if the trend lines for school performance are down, then it's an emergency for the parents of a junior or a senior. This troubling reality faces parents around the country, and it's encouraged some states and school districts to consider and even enact so-called parent trigger laws, where if a majority of families are convinced a school is in trouble, they can pull the trigger and use their power to fire teachers, to shut a school down, or convert it to a charter school. And it's this third option that's the center of some controversy here. Empowering parents and making sure their voices are heard is important in any school district, but a law that might allow parents to be lobbied by charter school operators to get their school converted raises the issue of manipulation. Are trigger laws parental empowerment or a political backdoor for private corporations to get a piece of the educational system? Two parents now with very different views of this. Leonie Hameson is executive director of Class Size Matters, a parent advocacy group in New York City. Leonie, good morning.
Good morning.
Also with us is Gwen Samuel, president of Connecticut Parents Union. Gwen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Gwen, how do these trigger laws work, and why were you attracted to using this kind of law in the state of Connecticut?
Well, Connecticut is the wealthiest state in the nation, but yet we have the worst achievement gap between low-income and non-low-income children, especially communities of color. And so when it comes to the parent trigger, it's a last measure resort to give parents power when all else fails. So we've given it to the educators. We've given it to everyone under the sun saying, you're the educators, you know what's best. And yet we have such low-performing schools in the state. And parents don't even have the power to change the toilet paper in the bathroom, yet you're asking us to just continue to sacrifice our children over and over again to a system that can't meet their educational needs. It meets their needs toward prison systems, but not towards colleges.
So, Gwen Samuel, there's a movie coming out this fall called Don't Back Down or something like that, that is all about these trigger laws and parents actually taking control. And, of course, it's a Hollywood movie with a very emotional, positive ending. Have you ever seen a case in Connecticut where parents have turned a school around when they've taken this action?
So I don't think I think they're focusing on parents, like parents want the sole power alone with no other partnerships to reform schools. When it says parents taking over, it's just exercising their power to help themselves. So I never seen parents take over a school because I haven't seen that to be the intent. Their intent is to take a more leadership role to improve the circumstances that their kids are in. So I have never seen it as it's being messaged.
All right, as a parental takeover. It's a partnership with educational resources in the community. Leonie Hameson, what do you believe about these parental trigger laws, and are they ever appropriate?
Well, first of all, I think we should have a little bit of history. It's only been tried twice, and that's in the state of California, and so far, both times, it's been unsuccessful. I do believe that parents are legitimately frustrated in many cases with the way their schools are run and funded. But the parent trigger law was first set up in California by a charter operator who set up an organization called Parent Revolution in order to take advantage and manipulate parents in order to gain more real estate for his charter school operation.
Now, that may be his intent, but that doesn't mean that all parents can be manipulated, right, Leonie?
No, it doesn't mean that all parents can be manipulated, and in many cases, I mean, as I've said, it's been unsuccessful because what instead it's done is divided the parent community in bitter conflicts and also divided teachers in bitter conflicts. So I think it hasn't proven to be a positive measure anywhere in the country. From California, it spread to other states through the American Legislative Exchange, which is a right-wing privatization group that crafts bills for legislators. And I think that if we really want to do something about the achievement gap, we need to focus on systemic reform.
All right. Gwen, let's get a reaction from Gwen here. Is this divisive? this kind of apparent trigger law, or does it bring communities together in your experience, Gwen Samuel, up there in Connecticut?
Well, I actually think it's the messaging. The power to terminate teachers falls under No Child Left Behind. So, again, to just say it's just to reform, to bring charters in, I really think it's misleading. It just gives parents the option to say, this is not working. We have laws on the book that protects adults more than children. So we're taking this personal and we're internalizing it. And the bottom line is, children need access to the skills they need to be productive citizens, and they're not getting it.
All right, let's get a response from Lanny Hampson in New York. Lanny, do you think there's ever a circumstance when parents should have the kind of control that trigger laws allow?
I think parents should be given a lot more control and input into how schools are run. I don't think the parent trigger is an effective or positive way of doing this. When you look at the history of charter schools, only 17% have better results across the country. 37% have worse results. What we're doing is we're through privatization, taking public money, putting it in private hands, often for-profit groups with less public oversight and control, and they simply are not doing the job for our kids. In general, charters give even parents even less input than regular public schools, and it's simply not a positive route for systemic reform, which is what we really need for our kids.
That's Lanny Hampson, who's executive director of class. Lanny, just hold on for a second. Lanny Hampson is executive director of Class Size Matters, a parent advocacy group in New York City. Gwen Samuel, we'll give you the last word here in under a minute.
Well, parents need the power to help themselves. You cannot continue to ask parents to sacrifice their children. So parents need the power to improve their child's conditions. And if the systems don't want to educate the children, parents need the power to help.
All right. Gwen Samuel, president of Connecticut Parents Union. This is a debate that's going on in households, around kitchen tables, around the country. Should parents have this kind of control? Lanny Hampson is executive director of Class Size Matters. Gwen Samuel is president of the Connecticut Parents Union. You can weigh in on this conversation. You know you can at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
And now at 4:15, let's check in on some of our other headlines. Polls are now open in Illinois for the Republican primary. According to the most recent polls, Mitt Romney is doing well, but his rival Rick Santorum says if he manages to win Illinois, that victory would fundamentally change the election. 54 delegates are up for grabs there. House Republicans release their budget plan for the next fiscal year later today. Debate and voting is scheduled for tomorrow, with a full House vote set for next week. That plan includes sharp cuts in many programs, including Medicare. And in Egypt this morning? Crowds attending the funeral of the Coptic Pope Chanuta III filled St. Mark's Cathedral in Cairo. Earlier, the gates were locked to stop the mourners from pouring in. Pope Chanuta, who led Egypt's 10 million Coptic Christians for more than 40 years, died Saturday at age 88. Egypt's military leaders have declared a day of national mourning. You're listening to The Takeaway, and you can always give us your views at thetakeaway.org. Many of you are responding to that conversation we just had on trigger laws, where if a majority of families are convinced a school's in trouble, parents can use their power to fire the teachers and shut down a school or possibly convert it to a charter school. Sarah Boylan texted this: I'm not trained in education or administration, so how would I know how to run a school? If you're unhappy with your child's education, then work with them at home, volunteer in the school, help the PTO, do something. And yesterday afternoon, a listener from Detroit sent this text: I'm volunteering right this minute, about to do math. Well, do the math for us. Tell us what would cause you to perhaps enact a trigger law. Do you think they're necessary? Do you think they're needed? Give us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a text at 69866. Just lead it off with the word take.